listener production.
G'day legends, and welcome to another Ripper episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week, the guys step into their own multiverse featuring Frogman, Italian Man, Cowdoy, and a couple of chickens. What did Frog John Howard say to Frog Peter Costello? Is the silly clown a turnip or not? Stay tuned and find out. Remember, you can get access to the bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Hi, this is Zach from Auntie Donna. We've been banking podcasts today more than we have in a very long time. We're very, very tired, so we've decided to bring out the big guns.
Oh, hello, it's me, Frogman.
Hey, it's me, it's Stupid Italian Man. I'm here, I love to suck my own dick.
Oh, what is going on, you slickums? It's Cowdoy.
Oh, it's a Cowdoy? Hey, why you gonna sneak him up in there, bring it to shoot the gun there at the horse?
I'm half frog and half man. I live on a lily pad in Craggyburn.
How much left?
How much time left? How much time left?
Okay, so you're at a minute 15, boys.
Keep going. I'm a frog man. Hello, welcome to the Frogman Talk Show. I'm joined by two guests. One is an Italian racist stereotype that originally started as an ironic character where Mark played the stereotypes that burdened him as a child, but now has just become a character that he does. How are you, Italian man?
I'm pissing my own shit.
Also joining us today is Cowdoy. He's not quite a cowboy, not quite a doy. He's Cowdoy. How are you?
Oh, I died in Cannes.
And of course, I'm Frogman. I'm not quite a frog, not quite a man. I live in Craggyburn, and I like to sit under a warm lamp, because I'm an amphibian.
Hey, you, Slickum. Why are you always getting real? Want a sign?
What?
Oh, no. Picture old Cowdoy on the want a sign.
Oh, it seems Cowdoy is on a wanted sign.
I have a question for both of you.
Yes.
Well, Quick Draw McGraw.
No, my name is Salvatore Michelangelo, not Quick Draw this McGraw. I don't know, this is a real McGraw. Oh. Maybe you think of the parrot, maybe you think of the bird, but no, that's not the man. I come, you'll be in the new Auntie Donna show. You'll be in the new Auntie Donna show.
Where's Pizza Man?
Well, you were in the live show.
Yeah, so were you. And so was he.
I know that for a fact Zach did pitch multiple times to put the Frog of the Walk, which was our little song together, into the television program, but it just didn't make it in.
And why not?
Because WOG is a very offensive term in the UK. They don't know that WOG is a slightly less offensive term that you have a sort of ethical right to talk, to say, because you are a wog.
Well, maybe Mark does, but not Pizza Man. I say, get over it, you bloody Brits.
Oh no.
No, I take that back.
Now,
I actually, that's not the okay thing to say. And I feel bad. I immediately regret it.
Cowdoy, I just got a letter in from you. Before I get any guests on, I get a little info sheet. I'm told here that you live on a ranch.
Oh, yeah, I live on rand.
Yeah, tell us about living on a ranch, Cat. I'm a frog.
Every day.
I'm a frog. I talk down here. I'm a frog.
I'm a pizza.
Every day I wake up, get on old Buffalo Bill, get myself some chewing gum.
Oh.
You got any frogs on that ranch?
Oh, no, not a frog.
And yeah, meatball.
Oh, meatball.
And a meatball with a red sauce.
Oh, the only red beans I have is in a bindle.
In a binde?
Hey.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's Dictator Dan.
Dictator Dan is here, and his problem is that you want us all to cover our face, wear a mask. I have a beautiful face. I want my fucking cousin to see my face. I want to fuck my sister. But they not let me do dictate that. More like a Mr. Dick.
Yeah, we gotta hang him in town where the sun don't shine.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't vote for Dictator Dan, not because I disagree with his politics, but because we have a separate frog election.
Oh, who yeah, you I'm vote a... for? Who is up for real frog election, eh?
Frog Dan Andrews.
Oh, shit. Oh,
look, no. He's got it. I think he's going to win it because, we often get very similar results to the human election.
Hey, I have a question for you. Hey. Oh, no. I pulled my pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, from the old wets.
Tell us about the old wets. I hear you've got a problem with the sheriff in town.
The old wets.
Oh, wait, sorry. I just wanted to clarify. I'm a frog.
Yes, you're a frog. I just want to say the old wets, that's what I call my underpants from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I get a little Colt Revolve.
What?
And I take it and I put it in my hat.
Oh.
Called Colt Hat.
Oh.
Then everyone get down for some in the boy.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Should we go on some kind of an adventure?
Oh, yeah, no, well, I thought that could be fun. to go on an adventure.
Maybe to stop the Turkish from coming in or something.
Oh, see, no, this is why this is a problem.
Oh no, the Turkish are coming.
That Zach offered before this podcast to stay out of character and host.
Oh no, it's a bird, the Turkish and the sheriff.
bird.
A bird. What's this about a bird? And the Turkish come.
I thought we'd be fine, but now that I know the Turkish, a bird, and the sheriff have teamed up,
these are our
three greatest enemies.
We've got to team up for once. Put our diff aside.
We got to put that bullshit aside, cause I don't like the way you have no dick. And the frog, I don't like when I lick your back. I go to another planet. I live in space.
Well, you know, this is the problem. That's probably because I sprinkled LSD on my back.
Oh, shit. You should have told me.
I sprinkle hundreds of thousands on my back. Call myself Fairy Plot.
Oh, that's very
I don't understand.
Wait, can I just check how far into the podcast we are?
Yeah, no, all good. 7 minutes. Oh, keep the ball up. Keep the ball up.
All right, so here's what I was thinking.
I call Fairy Brib.
Yeah, Fairy Brib.
Why? What does that have to do with the...
I'll get a big thing of margarine.
Yeah.
Take that, get some 100 thou.
Yes.
Put on my back, make me Fairy Brib.
I like to use the flora that lowers the cholesterol. You know the flora?
No.
You know the flora?
Yeah, we use flora on the old brisket and tindle.
What? We don't have margarine where I'm from.
What do you have?
Butter.
Yes.
We just have good old-fashioned butter.
Do you know they make the margarine out of the plastic?
No, I didn't know that until
my gun's made out of plastic. I got two plastic little grums.
I've got two testicles next to my balls.
I've got little tadpoles that I'd have to drive to school every morning.
I've got two little cow doys sitting in my scrot.
I've got the dick and the hole, and in the between I have two scrot.
I don't know if I have a willy or not.
I got no leg.
I don't know if I've got a willy. I know that the lady frog, my wife, Mrs. Frog. No, don't look at my willy.
Let me look.
No, I'd like to keep my pants on, my little frog pants.
If you have a pants on?
Yeah, I got a little frog pants on. They're a chino. My wife got them for me. She got me in a chino and a nice checkered shirt.
Cut the fucking suck of my shit.
No.
I have a question for you.
Hey, stop that. What's on the brindle?
Dick in my ass. Shit in my boom.
Oh, see?
Shit in my boom.
Someone turn the music down. It's too loud.
No,
for me.
We
I'm
are the super group. This is the
up,
best
the
day over the
sorry,
dawn.
A little bit more music. Split the diff. Split the diff. Sorry,
split
sorry,
the diff for the frog.
We got team up, fight them Turkish bird and bread.
I see the issue. This is the issue, right?
Yes.
The Turkish people have got Turkish bread, which has attracted more birds.
Yes.
and sheriff.
Oh, no, the sheriff.
You hide Dawn, Rise, and the Trimbles.
Here's our challenge to you, the birds. We've got a cow door.
Oh, bird. It's going to pick me up and eat me.
Oh, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They'll pick you up and eat you.
Sheriff birds.
It's like,
No, God say.
No. No.
We go.
Say.
Speak your truth.
I don't know how to say this in a way that's... I was going to imply that the life of a frog is not dissimilar to someone that lives on the border of Iraq. With drones flying over their village.
Yes, no, that's fair.
But for a frog, and there's birds flying over my village.
It's political com.
No, well, I worried that it would be insensitive to those with the drones flying over their village. But, you know, if it draws attention to the plight of those with drones flying over their village, I'm happy engaged to include frog. The
joke. Should they, we all do some political com?
Well, I don't think you should because you're a racist. But I'll tell you, I'm very up to date. I read the Frog newspaper.
No, I could do some political com, eh? Oh, ring, yeah? Ring, who's there? And Mark Latham, eh? Fuck you.
Oh, that's very nice, yes.
I'll meet you high dawn and sunsmith.
Cloudoy, do you have any political comedy?
Cloudoy?
What's that?
You said a cloud, boy.
I'm a cloud, boy.
That's how you pronounce it in Frog.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I am a racist.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the question?
You got any political comedy for us?
What's all that talk about Julia Glim?
Very good. I've got a political joke for you.
Yes, sir.
So what did...
Chris Gallus.
What did Frog John Howard say to Frog Peter Costello?
Something about the frog ST?
No, he said, next frog election, mate. Next frog election.
Oh, no.
That's a little bit of a joke about he sort of tagged him along.
Yes,
very similar to human Peter Costello. Peter Costello.
That's from 1998.
It's funny. Well, no, because Frog Howard and Frog Costello stayed in power till the mid... To 2015.
Oh, so in your frog world, is there a frog equivalent of every person in the human world there?
No, but there is for politicians.
Oh.
And also, I should say, next, you know, he said next election, next in frog, that's a very rough translation. So ribbit, which is next, is different. It's
I'm a
more
cowboy.
Layered. Yes, yeah, cowboy.
I'm incapable of playing straight man.
There are three characters here desperately in need of a straight man. Well, you know.
The sheriff's coming.
Oh, no, the sheriff.
Let him.
Oh, no, it's the sheriff in his police car.
I was going to say, I could try to be a straight man.
I worry that you being a straight man would be.
It could be good.
You want to try?
I could try.
Yeah, try. Hey. Give me the straight cream.
Let me try. You know, let me try.
You see you. Oh, no, a tumble breed.
Oh, tumble breed.
I could be the straight man, I think. Let me have a go. But first, could you find me a warm lamp?
Yes,
no.
My blood is cold. I need a nice warm lamp
I have a lamp at home next to my bed, shaped like a mother Jesus.
Oh, I love Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I want to see straight Italian cream.
Yes, sir. I think I'm old. I have weak knees. I suck my own dick. But I could do a straight man.
Yeah, have a go.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's this?
I'm the straight man.
Wow.
But
I'm a frog.
I'm a cowboy.
Yes, I sucker my own dick.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That's great. That's a great accent.
You've been down the old bordello.
Down to the old bordello.
I'm kicking lamies.
I've not been down to the old bordello. I've been down to the old frogdello, though.
What is that?
Oh, it's like a bordello for frogs.
Oh, sorry. I lost the accent. It's hard to do.
Oh, no. Coming up next, a new character. Zach will be playing a new character, Chicken Jim.
Oh, new character. Better tell the old judge in town.
And Mark will be playing a new character too.
What's his name?
their pizza man.
Oh no, that's the same character.
Oh, I forgot there. I'm sorry.
And we'll Cowboy, right will you back. Be playing oh, a new character?
No. You'll be made by a good old-fashioned cow.
Right. A good old-fashioned cow.
All right, this is the end of Frogman. After the break, these two will be introducing Chicken Jim.
Welcome, Brack.
Hello, it's a Brack.
Judge in town runs a different spindle to all the others.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, Alec Ball.
Alec Ball? Oh, no. you met my friend?
I met him down at the old blacksmith.
He's from Melton. He used to work at the wave pool. His name is a Chicken Jim. Chicken and Jim, we got Chicken rid Jim. Of a frog man and bought in a Chicken and Jim because I tried to be Jim. The straight man. Eh? I do a good voice, but I'm not a very. But then, because I'm Chicken too tired, Jim. Anything new right now, too difficult for me.
Chicken Jim.
I tried something, it did not work. I take a shit, it's full of blood.
Chicken
so
chips.
So we bring a chicken chips in there, chicken chips to play the straight man.
Poor chicken
or maybe
chips.
Not there. Chicken chips, eh? Where are your piss, eh?
Oh, no. He can't talk like an old dance chicken.
Eh. Cowboy, eh?
Chicken chips.
I have a question for you.
Well, why don't you draw them side piece, Nimble?
Eh, stick them up, eh?
Oh, you got me.
Eh, do you want to eat the chicken, Jim?
He'd be good eating on the old spit roast.
All I've eaten today is a 4 lamb chop,
oh, no.
A 1 bowl of spaghetti, pasta broccoli. I have some fresh focaccia. I have affogato, gelato. I have spinacopita. I have some 1 glass of chinotto. You know, I have a biscotti. No, I have nothing else to
you
say.
Know what I had so for dawn break? I had my breakfast. Do you know what it is?
Beans, eh?
Pancake parlor.
Hey, you went to pancake parlor?
Yeah, I got a short stack with a little Vienna coffee.
Oh, very nice. What in this Vienna coffee? I'm not Vienna, but if coffee in Vienna, just a sip, you know, little sippy sip.
You get that good black cough.
Yes,
sir. Little bit of cream.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it goes down a buffalo trim.
Oh. Chicken and Jim, man.
Chicken chips.
Come here. I want to shit in your beak. Come here. Let me shit in your beak. I got you. I got you. Oh. I am.
Tell you, man. Look here.
Oh, no. A sheriff is here. Hey, Mr. Sheriff, I know shit in the mouth of Chicken and Jimmy.
Bark, 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 bark.
I just give him this a good dollar.
This is like the Avengers.
Yes, because we're against the greater threat.
It's like the Avengers. Finally, two guys.
Can I tell you a
finally
secret?
Finally, two guys.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Before this podcast, I'll get there. At the listener studio, they have a Milo in a packet. I took a 4 packet of Milo. I put it in a 1 cup with some milk. And now I need to shit. It's so bad. And what is it, Chicken and Jimmy? Why do you do this? Why did you think this was a better choice than Frogman?
He's a straight man, Chicken Chips.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. Eh?
Yeah.
And when we come back, Mark will be playing a new character. Chicken a ball.
Oh no. Count door and a couple of chickens. our next Hyundai gets. You know him as a chicken. Please welcome. What was it? Two chickens.
Oh no. I'm here with two chickens.
Hey chicken. How come you got all them feathers? Hey, Chicken Jim, why you got all them beaks? Hey.
Oh, no. Chicken Jim may have a little edge. Oh, no, it's the edge from YouTube.
Oh no, he laid an edge. He lays laying edges. Oh no.
Oh no.
Chicken Jim can't lay eggs because he's got dick and no egg laying capabilities. Oh no. Chicken. He's laid another egg. He's cracking it. He's going to eat his own egg. No, he's frying up an egg. Oh no. Sheriff's in town. I can't see me with two chickens. Yeah, you're pointing at me. Okay, I'm going to go away for a while. When I come back, Freddy's going to have a new character who is a chicken. I'll be right back.
Thank you, Chicken Jim. Hi, chickens. I don't need to tell you who I am. Chicken Jim introduced me. I don't think I need to introduce it, what this character is. No, I understand that, but Chicken Jim introduced me in chicken for all of you. I understood, you understood. I don't need to explain who this new character is. It's a new character. No, it's not him. No, it's not him either.
McGurk?
Oh, it's close, but not him. It's a fictional character inspired by him. Listen, I've got a couple of questions for you, chickens. Yes, absolutely, and we will get to that. We've seen a lot of people eating chicken eggs. How does it feel when you see someone eating one of your eggs? Oh, sorry, I've just been informed. I've been cut and taking my place as Chicken Jim.
And that was the Auntie Donna character Avengers, I guess. Bringing out the big guns. I give that podcast 10 out of 10, and I'll tell you why.
Out of what?
10. Oh. 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Yeah, wow.
10 out of 10 out of 10. That's and huge. I'll tell you why I give it 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Tell me.
Because so is that 10 forward dash
10 out of 10?
Over 10.
Say that again. 10 out of 10.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Yeah, so it's 10 out of 10.
Out of 10 possible out of 10s, he's given a 10.
Well, when it's not 10 out of 10, it's so good that it's 10 out of 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 is 100 over 10. So you can carry the 10.
I see it differently.
10 out of 10.
I see as he could have given it 2 10 out of 10s out of 10.
If you read the supplementary material, you would have seen that it's 100 out of 10.
I see it as two smaller 10s.
It's a 10 out of 10.
It's like font 8, 10.
Yeah.
Forward slash 10. Yeah. Same out of like, and yeah, a font of 8. Yeah. And then
over 10.
And then like font 12, big forward dash.
No.
10.
That's not how I see it.
Actually, it's 1.
I see it as 10 slash 10 slash 10.
10 out of 10 out of 10
I don't know.
Is
that
one.
Makes less sense to
you
me.
You do the one at the top, 10 out of 10, which is 1.
Yep.
And then it's 1 out of 10. But out of 10.
I don't know. Now you've lost me.
It's 10 out of 10 out of 10.
It's 10 out of 10.
But
it's
no,
10
no
out
so
of
that's
10.
Different
Not
to 2 that.
2 out of 10 out of
no,
10.
What you're saying is two different things.
I was wrong. I went down a path. I realized I was wrong.
You're saying two different things. You're saying 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm saying it's 10 out of 10 out of 10.
And you're saying 10 out of 10 out of 10.
It's 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
I agree with that.
Out of 10.
That's what it is, but you...
Out of 10.
But it's 10 out of 10. 10 slash 10.
10 out of 10 out of 10.
No, he's saying 10 slash 10 over 10.
Yeah, wrong.
No, it's 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Out of 10.
Which is what I'm saying.
Which is 10 slash 10 slash 10.
No. Wait, are you saying 10 out of 10 out of 10?
I'm saying 10 out of 10 out of 10.
That's a great score that you've given it. I haven't given it that score. I gave it 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Well, that's what I gave it.
No, you just gave it 10 out of 10 out of 10.
You gave it 10 out of 10 out of 10. I gave it 10 out of 10 out of 10. So if someone said to me, out of 10.
It's pretty clear.
If someone said to me, out of 10, I would respond.
Give it a different score. 10 out of 10. Less than 10 out of 10 out of 10.
What's that?
Give it less than 10 out of 10 out of 10.
But I can't. I give it 10 out of 10
out of
10.
Yeah, but no, just no. Give something else. Give this mug.
That mug? That's a 9 out of 10.
Out of 10.
No, no. It's just a
9 out of 10.
But what? But 9 out of 10 out of what?
Nothing.
All right.
Out of 10. Out of 10.
That's 9 out of 10. That glass, for example, though, that's 4 out of 10. Out of 10 out of 4.
Now that makes sense.
I'll tell you why I give it 10 out of 10 out of 10. It's because...
Mark did a spit take.
It's because... If it had just been one of my favorite characters, that would have been good. If it had been two of my favorite characters, it would have been great. To have three out of my favorite characters and no anchor to make them funny, that is 10 out of 10.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because for me, the reason I gave it 10 out of 10 out of 10 was because
it's a different score.
It's a different score. Apparently. I disagree with that.
Not apparently, just fact.
I think you've got it wrong.
That's the magic of numbers, mate, is you can think one thing. But
and also, it's subjective. There is no right answer when it comes to numbers and maths.
But I doubt you're thinking of it at that level.
The reason I...
At a level, yes.
But what are the odds that I'm thinking of it at that level? The reason I give it 10 out of 10 out of 10 is because it had all six of my favorite characters.
Which are?
Pizza Man, Frogman, Cowboy, Chicken Jim, Chicken Paul, and Other Chicken.
Can we just clarify as well? Because Chicken Jim is also known as Chicken Chips.
Yes, Chicken Chips, which is the, yeah, that's in Cowboy.
Yeah, in Cowboy language, that's Chicken Chips.
But there were seven characters.
Yeah, I didn't like the other one.
The seventh character.
You weren't a fan?
That's my least favorite character of all time.
Brock.
Yeah.
It was the character Brock. Yeah. The Chicken Jim said it in English for you. Yeah. I thought it would be clear.
Yeah,
he said very clearly in English, he said in chicken, I'm now introducing, which was Brock. And then he said, Brock.
But do you see why it's hard to...
Yeah.
Do you see why it's hard to decipher that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because in chicken language, his name is the only words that were being said at the same time.
Mm-mm-mm.
So Brock. Mm-hmm. Brock.
But it's different. So when chicken is talking in chicken, it's Brock. Brock.
Do you feel confident enough that that's what happened about...
You were clearly very confused, and I took comfort in the fact that even though you two were confused, even though we've worked together for 10 years, and we have an almost psychic connection sometimes when it comes to comedy.
What am I thinking now?
Correct. His brain is fucking empty.
It's true.
That joke, I give that joke 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. But not 10 out of 10 out of 10.
I know. I know there's a difference now.
What do you give the podcast so far, Ronan? Including this. This is the recap.
Out of 10, out of 10.
Out of 10.
Out of
10. Seven.
Out of what?
Out of 10.
Out of what?
No.
Out of no?
I don't believe.
10 out of 10 out of no.
I don't believe once you've done something out of, I believe that's absolute and as far as it can go.
But what about 10 out of 10 out of 10?
That I don't know.
Can I bring in another character?
Now?
That would be highly unorthodox. What? And could lead to us losing our legs.
It's an orthodox character, though.
Are they Greek?
All right, please introduce this new character. Do they have a name?
Yes. No, actually, now that I think about it, I don't think it would be right for me to play an old Greek Orthodox parishioner because it would be racist.
No, I agree. That would be a horrible thing to do.
So I'm going to nix that character.
Maybe bring in like a silly clown or something, maybe.
Okay, I can bring in a silly
clown.
A turnip? How about?
I was pretty clear I wanted a clown. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, what? A turnip can't be a clown.
Well, no. If it just, you know, like if you post your letter first, you get the mail first.
What?
I'm going to do a clown.
Oh, I put my letter in the letterbox first.
Yeah, but then what if it gets mixed up in the system?
But that the turnip and clown didn't.
What if I put it right in afterwards?
I don't know how to do turnip, man.
Would you please
just say you're a fucking turnip? Just say you're a turnip. Be a clown, but just say you're a fucking turnip. That's how you fucking do it.
I have a good angle for clown.
Our producer has been up since 3 a.m.
Can I
just say you're a fucking turnip, cunt? It's 4:45 in the afternoon. Cunt's been up for more than 12 hours. Say you're a clown and just say you're a turnip.
Zach, just say you're a turnip.
But I'm not going to be a turnip.
Don't care.
I don't know how to do a turnip.
Fine. You're not, fine. You don't have to say you're a turnip. Go do your fucking clown.
But we will know you're a turnip.
Do it, yeah. Do it.
He's not a turnip.
Sure.
He looks like me.
Okay.
Okay, folks, you're going to have to strap in. This is going to be a long one, guys. We are not leaving here until we get to the bottom of this. Is this clown character a turnip?
No.
Or is this clown character not a turnip?
The exact saying is not.
Who defines what a character is,
though? So sorry. I can't. If I could work turnip in.
Yep. If you were a better comedian.
Oh, it's two opposing forces.
If you're a better comedian,
yes,
and you were able to
Mark,
do it.
No, yes, absolutely. I was a better comedian, I'll own that. Own that.
Yeah.
If I knew how to work turnip in, I just had a very specific idea for this character. The moment Broden said.
It must have been a moment because 2 seconds later he said turnip.
Because it was the, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, and that's why I think I need to listen to my heart right now.
Do it.
Can I just look up turnips, see if there's anything I can do with it?
He's trying his hardest to help you.
I can't do turnip. He said, I want you to do a clown character, and like a flash, the character came to
do
me.
Do it then.
Can I?
Go.
All right, can you introduce him?
You got any silly music?
Anything silly? It's all right if you don't.
I've got Avengers. I can just do
Avengers. Do that again. Yeah, but just do the intro and then cut out. At the end of the intro, just play Avengers music and then cut
okay,
out.
Okay, I'll introduce you.
Okay.
And what's the character's name? Silly Clown?
Silly Clown. You can decide. It's okay. I don't know the name. I've just got the character.
Okay. Please introduce a new character to the Donnaverse. It's Silly Clown.
Hello, everybody. I'm Silly Clown.
What?
I'm a silly clown, but also I'm a root vegetable. Oh, I haven't decided yet.
Why are you shaped like a turnip?
Well, because lots of root vegetables look like turnips.
Are you a turnip?
No.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.